And corporate America isn't the only place that's happening. Some Christian denominations around the U.S. have been slowly warming to the idea of gay marriage, but not the country's largest Protestant group. The Southern Baptist Convention still preaches that marriage is only one man and one woman. But as Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville reports, some pastors are softening what they say.
Address the sinfulness and the harmful consequences of divorce.
The Southern Baptist Convention held a gathering of pastors at its Nashville headquarters in April for an organization that has previously used opposition to gay marriage as a rallying point. Statements here from church leaders like Kevin Smith of Kentucky shocked the auditorium of pastors into silence.
If you spent 20 years and you've never said anything about divorce in the church culture, then shut up about gay marriage.
Pastor Jimmy Scroggins of Florida went even further.
We're all in agreement that the cultural war is over when it comes to homosexuality, especially when it comes to gay marriage.
Officially, Southern Baptists aren't backing down from their belief that homosexuality is sinful. Gays and lesbians are still barred from church membership without repenting first. But Scroggins says they're sitting in the pews and shouldn't be the butt of preacher humor. He calls that redneck theology.
Let's stop telling Adam and Steve jokes. And let's be compassionate because these are people that are in our community. These are people that are in our churches.
Baptist voices in the recent past were not known for compassion on gay issues. Richard Land was the church's chief spokesman for 25 years. And while no longer speaking for the denomination, he can still be heard from time to time on Christian talk radio saying things like this.
I know that the dirty little secret that nobody wants to talk about is that a high percentage of adult male homosexuals in America were sexually molested when they were children.
In recent months, the provocative former Baptist official also called gay activists a lynch mob. He declined to be interviewed for this story. The man chosen to replace Land, Russell Moore, is trying to rein in the flame-throwing.
When I hear people who are simply screaming in outrage right now, let me tell you what I hear. I hear losers.
Moore says instead of waging war on homosexuality, Baptists should accept that their view of marriage puts them in the minority of Americans.
We're living in a different time where we have to learn how to understand what's going on in the world around us.
Justin Lee of Raleigh, North Carolina, had to leave the church and sees openly gay. He now leads the Gay Christian Network and applauds what he's hearing from Baptist leaders.
I think it's a wonderful step forward. I don't think that it is where we want to end up.
Lee says he wouldn't expect Baptists to suddenly change the way they've always read the Bible on homosexuality. Still, what Lee sees as progress, religious conservatives view as backsliding. Radio host Janet Mefford of Dallas has taken to the airwaves on her syndicated talk show.
You see more pastors caving and muddling and getting more and more mealy-mouthed about the issue.
Outside of evangelical churches, this toning down the rhetoric on gay issues sounds a little less dramatic. Emily Towns is dean of Vanderbilt University's Divinity School. She's also gay.
If the only thing you're saying is, let's not be so harsh, then the attitude that's still behind it of judging and unacceptance and damnation will still come out, and people will feel it and respond to it.
Towns figures the underlying position on gay issues is one reason for the ongoing slide in Southern Baptist membership. Until the change is more than talk, she says the denomination will continue to drive gay people away. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.